flask.
The November meeting of the Morro Bay Public Works Advisory Board will please come to order. Let the record show that all members are present except for Richard Rutherford, who is officially excused. We'll have a moment of silence. Is everyone satisfied with the agenda?
I am, except for one detail.
I noticed the adjournment.
This is the acceptance of the agenda.
Right. I noticed there is a problem with the agenda.
There is a problem?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
The last item, the adjournment, it says our next meeting is Wednesday, December 23rd. It's actually, the third Wednesday is December 16th.
That's correct. I just saw that also. Okay.
So it will be the 16th, yeah.
Yes.
Outside of that, everything okay? All in favor? I hear no. Don't I? Any no's? No. Okay. Right. That. Any announcements? The silence is deafening. Usually we have something. Any written communications?
None received at Public Services.
Nothing. Wow. Well, then we go to public comment period. No public comments. And the consent calendar with the minutes of the last meeting are up for approval. Do we have any? Is any changes anybody want? Otherwise, I'll accept a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting.
And a second? No seconds?
I second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes are approved. And now we have the director's report. Rob?
I'd be happy to answer any questions that anybody may have on the director's report.
Yes, Rob. Have we heard when the moratorium will be over?
That's up to City Council when they...
What are those engineering firms? What is that RFP for?
It's for design of the upgraded wastewater treatment plant.
Thank you.
Rob, do we have a plan for using the new street crack sealer, or do we just have it so it's around?
We have a plan for using it. Our first test run is actually going to be on down at the Embarcadero on the parking lot down there before the contractor slurry seals and restripes in the GAFCO area. They're restriping the parking down there. So that was a good area to test it, out of traffic. We have some time to work the bugs out of it. So it kind of reminds me of a turkey fryer with wheels. But the purpose of that is to prevent water from getting into the subgrade and causing any more cracking in the street. So you seal up those cracks. You've probably seen it. A good example, or maybe a bad example of it, is a Lower State Park Road. It looks like a spider web of crack sealing. That's kind of a stopgap measure that you do just to keep it from getting any worse.
I have a couple questions. First, on the State Water Project, it says that our deliveries, since we're back on State Water, are at 35%. And sometimes throughout the years, the past couple of years, sometimes I see that 35%. I know we have a drought buffer, but do you have any idea that 35%, does that bode well for this year, being that State Water is that high of a percentage? I know it was lower earlier in the year.
Yes, I believe that's better than what was earlier predicted. I don't have those numbers with me, what that total production is.
Okay. And next, I guess, so council will do the water conservation at the next meeting. What about the next one down in terms of resource management operations? And I know this isn't necessarily your thing here, Rob, but potable water production. In terms, since we were off state water and we were using the desal plant and our wells, do you have any idea how far below we are or what we usually get each month?
No, I don't know what how those compared, how well we did during conservation. I think those numbers are still coming in because it'll take a meter read to do that, to get some sort of accurate. We can base it on water production, but there are losses in the system, so we want to compare that to a meter read so we can get a more accurate number.
But those numbers, you would think, is this, are we planning as a city to kind of show what's going on with that later on as those come
yes,
to light?
Yes, I believe council has asked for those that to be reported, how well we did during the conservation period.
And then I'm sorry, if I could get one more in that category. On the desal, talking about the desal plant, could you explain, and you just mentioned chloramines and chlorine, could you go in to explain our use of chloramines versus State Water's chlorine?
We use chlorine. Chloramines is a more complex process. It's a combination of chlorine and ammonia for disinfection, where we just add chlorine to the water for disinfection. Both are health department approved disinfection methods. Chloramines sometimes result in less taste and odor problems than chlorine does. So,
I guess then I should look into the State Water Project and see where do they treat their water that we receive that they would then put chloramines in.
I believe it's at Devil's Den is where the treatment facility is.
Paloma Pass treatment plant out there, isn't it? Because some of us went out there on a tour one time, and the state water came
on. Yeah.
Well, that's an elaborate setup. Okay. Out near Shalom.
Yeah, I think it's treatment plant's called Devil's Den, though.
I don't know if they call it that or not.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that word applied to it.
I just wanted to say thank you to Bonnie at City Hall. And because she's been helping me with my water, trying to lower my water rate usage, and she's been very helpful helping me to figure out the bill. Excuse me. And I turned off all my sprinklers during the moratorium, and I've significantly reduced my water consumption as well as added a gray water system. So I think those are things people can do if they're interested.
And the Embarcadero bike lanes, and from the same striper that's going to be doing the parking lot, and it was somewhere around $13,000 to perform that striping, which is a reasonable cost for doing that much work.
So has that been approved to spend that money and have all of those areas done, or is there going to be some type of a priority as far as what gets done?
We will probably do all of that work. It's below the purchasing threshold where we would need to get official approval for that. So we'll probably just request that. I'm working with our city attorney on the contract right now. So that contract, along with a contract for a company to come in and do sidewalk repairs. Rather than replace the sidewalk, they're going to be cutting off the discrepancies in the vertical discrepancies in the sidewalk. So we're working on a couple of contracts right now.
Yeah, would you anticipate most of that work will be done before the end of the year then?
Yes, but we need to get it done before, or typically our rain will happen after December, so we want to get that done before it rains.
Great, thank you.
Rob, are we going to do kind of citywide striping or just those specific areas?
Just those specific areas.
Okay. I have a question, Rob, on the second page, collection systems. Lift Station 3 design work And the second sentence talks about the continued to experience problems with reliability. Can you explain? And that's with the current setup they have. After it failed, we put a fix on it, and then we're still designing that, but we're still experiencing problems. Is that how it reads?
Yes. I think they've had pump failures out there. The lift station actually needs a complete rehabilitation. The fixes they've been doing on it have been Band-Aid fixes, routine repairs.
And going through the bid process, will that be a local company doing that? And when does Public Works anticipate that beginning? And
it could be a local company that does that. It'll go out to competitive bid, and we'll see how the bids come in to do that rehabilitation work.
Any idea when?
Let's see. If Dylan has told us,
I didn't see it in there.
No, it doesn't say. I think he's been had his hands full with the water issues. Yeah,
and then also, I guess it's a moot point since Dylan's not here. But Lift Station 2, and Lift Station 2, talking—that's the one down in the Embarcadero, yes.
Correct.
And if I remember correctly, Dylan was talking about the Public Works is talking about moving that and making it an above-ground pump station?
Yes, getting rid of the...
the cavern.
The cavern, the dry well down below ground. Yes.
And so are those two lift stations, 2 and 3, is that kind of slated to do the same simultaneously?
They would be run probably in series rather than parallel. Yeah.
Okay. And is anybody else waiting?
Yeah. Okay. Rob, now that I'm reminded of it here, you think we could work out a deal for a tour of that Palomo Pass water treatment plant? Back in 96, after we first got state water, the Planning Commission and a number of us from PWAB and some others from the city took a tour of that thing, and it was very interesting. And I think I'm the only one around, even among the employees of the city, who was actually there the first time, you know?
Yeah, typically facilities like that are glad to give tours, just needs to be arranged ahead of time.
They indicated that they would do that anytime, you know?
Yeah.
But I say that was 13 years ago. But... it'd be good to take it either in the winter or next spring because it wouldn't be very pleasant in the summertime when it gets too dang hot, you know.
I'll pass that along to Dylan, and maybe he can set something up for one of the winter.
Yeah, work it out for next April or something like that, you know.
Wildflower season out in the...
Yeah.
Where is it?
Make it pleasant, you know.
Shalom?
It's near Shalom. It's beyond Shalom out there. It's
Yeah. My van seats 7.
In fact, I don't remember how you get there from Shalom at this point.
I thought I saw it turn on. Anyway, Rob, I have another question on the second page again. Streets, and it's a few of my neighbors in my area have brought to my attention. There's a pretty bad pothole on Bonita Street. There's 2 right by the fire station, on the same street with the fire station and the ambulance service. Down there, there's 1 up by the fire station right in front and 1 down near the corner on Main Street. And
so that they would be, the quote that we're getting is a request for an arborist to evaluate the tree, tell us what needs to be done, and a price to do that work. And we'll be getting those price quotes in tomorrow afternoon.
I guess the reason I'm thinking about the list is knowing that the tree subcommittee, in terms of if any of those trees need to be removed, they may need to know so they can start scheduling planting or doing something like that.
Of those 20 trees, do you know, or are you waiting for the arborist to tell you which ones need to be removed, or are they all trimmable?
I think we have 4 that are to be removed, and the rest are trimming. There's 1 at the corner of Piney and Marina, a large pine tree that there's not much of it left of it because it continues to fall apart every winter. Madeira and Pacific is another one.
How about
both those eucalyptus over on San Jacinto on Oceanside, were those removed yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, those were. There was two dead ones and two dying ones that were already removed.
Do you know what the other two were? The location of the other two?
I can't remember where they are.
But once you get the arborist report,
yeah, the
then
tree
you'll
committee meeting is tomorrow,
yes,
at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our bids are due at 2 o'clock, so mm-hmm. should be able to bring that by the tree committee and at least give you a preliminary look at what our apparent low bidder is.
We're meeting at 4 o'clock at the community center.
Probably what would be helpful too is the arborist report. Whoever you hire, which ones they determine need to be removed, because it could be more trees or less than what you're
that's
thinking.
That's correct.
Anybody else?
I have a couple questions about the city's bicycle transportation plan. What progress has been made on that?
Not a whole lot of progress has been made on it. I've given it to the bike committee to review. I've had to pull the intern that was working on it off to do some work on the some design work on the drafting work on the North Main bike lanes to get that into Caltrans for a submittal tomorrow. So once we've completed that work, we can move back on to the bike plan. I think the bike committee met, and they have a new list of priority projects to add to the bike plan. So what we're hoping for is this this first bike plan meets all the requirements, the minimum requirements of a bike plan, and then we can work on a more robust bike plan through the years. But we have to get that first bike plan approved to be eligible for BTA, Bicycle Transportation Act funds.
Is there a deadline for that?
End of December.
And then if you could update us as well on what's happening with the Caltrans bike lane project, the north end of town that you just mentioned.
We're trying to get a 90% submittal into Caltrans. We have a kind of a compromise design that we think keeps parking and allows for bike lanes. There's a Class 2 bike lane that's allowed that is a 12-foot shared bike lane and parking, like on the Embarcadero. So you wouldn't have to remove parking. We can fit that along with the travel lanes in a 40-foot street section, which is typical for along North Main. So we'll get a 4-foot bike lane along the freeway, two travel lanes, and then a 12-foot shared parking bike lane. I think it's appropriate there because for most of the street is not really used a whole lot for parking, but this does allow for when parking is needed, especially in the evening time. I think it's probably more critical than during the daytime.
And the southbound traffic would be only a bike lane.
Only there'd a bike lane. No, there were no parking, okay. And there's never been parking on that side of the street, and I would never anticipate that there would be parking. We just don't have the street width there to accommodate that.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, thank you.
And what about the bulb end idea? Is that going to be applied to
Well, we don't
area?
Really need the bulb ends now. We'll add that. It would upgrade that to concrete, but we'll add that as an alternative bid item to make that be concrete. If the prices are good enough, we would do it, and it falls within our grant amount.
So there has to be some type of walkway for the basic plan.
Correct.
But concrete and then would be an additive.
Concrete would be sort of icing on the cake, mm-hmm. if we were to receive those lower bids.
Mm-hmm. So, but the bulb end part of it is pretty much off the plate now.
Well, we will add that as an additive alternative, and if the bid prices come in low enough, we would add that in. It'll be kind of like the Chinese menu bid, so we'll get to pick and choose what adds up to our $500,000 worth of grant.
Okay. Thank you.
Rob, I'm not real clear on, is the North Bike Lane project going north from 41 or from San Jacinto only?
41 to Yerba Buena.
And now I know Caltrans wanted to do the fence rehabilitation at some point in the little cornerstones at San Jacinto, so would any of that throw off this bike lane idea until they get around to doing that, or would that not?
Their project's still moving forward. I think it's on their schedule for 2013 for construction of that, those Highway 1 enhancements. And those enhancements actually go from 41 through the north end of Cayucas. It's our portion of it is about half of it or so. But I think they've completed environmental review, and they're waiting for programming of the money from the state to build that. So 2013 is in Caltrans terms is just right around the corner. They're ready to go.
Anyone else? If not, ready to go on. Okay, the next item is new business, and we have the storm water program update. Rob, take that.
Thank you, Mr. Olson.
This is an update or status on our stormwater management plan. With some changes that we're proposing to make to the plan to make it simpler to implement and reduce duplication, along with an update on where we stand on the area-wide joint effort for hydromodification planning. Damaris Hansen, who is the principal author of our stormwater plan, is here to assist me with this and to answer any questions regarding it. The stormwater management plan modifications are basically to eliminate duplication within the plan and to minimize the amount of reporting that we have to do on our annual report so we don't have to make that duplication of efforts. It's also eliminating BMPs that were most of the cities used the San Luis Obispo County stormwater plan as their model because it had already made it through the process. Well, there are some best management practices in there that may not be implementable. So we're looking at removing those items also. We can either go through the list or we can open it up to see if you have any questions at this point regarding the which BMPs that we're going to eliminate.
Would you like to know about typos or misspellings?
Sure.
All right, first page, under fiscal impact. I do believe after stormwater management plan modifications, it continues, the proposed modifications will elevate. I think you mean eliminate.
Alleviate.
Okay, duplication. All right. On this last paragraph on the first page, the last sentence, therefore, when the city began writing our SW stormwater management plan, you may or may not want a comma after therefore and after stormwater management plan. That's a parenthetical remark. And then on the next page, last paragraph in that same section, last sentence, therefore, comma. Staff is presenting to PWAB the proposed modifications.
And I have one other to
add. Stated somewhere else, or you believe they need modification?
They're in our current stormwater management plan that has been through the approval process. It is adopted by City Council, and it was approved by the Regional Water Quality Control Board. We are wanting to make these modifications to our stormwater management plan prior to our annual permit in our annual report in February, so that it will simplify our reporting process, so we don't have to report on duplicative best management practices.
I have a question about how this is laid out, and maybe it's explained later in the report, but you talk about best management plan number, say, 2 and 3. You don't really tell us what the plan is. You just talk about what you want to change about it. So how are we supposed to really seriously look at that and think about it if we don't know what the original statement was or what the best management plan is?
Yeah, I guess we should have given you a copy of...
Well, how can we comment on this when we really don't have the information? I mean, then maybe you shouldn't have given us this if you don't want to... I'm not asking for that, but
yeah.
When we're giving something like this, it's like we're supposed to evaluate it, but there's nothing there to evaluate.
If I could add to what, because June, that's a very good point, because as I was reading, I'm like, I thought, okay, makes complete sense, the BMPs, and I see, understand completely why you would want to take them out. And then there is that other connecting dot that, so maybe a clarification what you would like, because as I read them, I'm like, well, yeah, take them out if you think they're redundant, that's great. But June's point is clear also.
The stormwater plan is available online if you want to go on there, and that's what the numbers are referencing in each one. So you could.
When you give us this packet, is that what you expect of us to do? Because to the way I read it, that you want our input on these things, on the what you want to change and why. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that I know more about it than you do. You do know it. But if you want us to read this and evaluate it, it seems to me we're not given the information to do that in a very complete way at all.
Okay.
So,
is that thing posted on the internet with the rest of the stuff?
Correct. That is on our stormwater webpage.
Well, maybe you could have made note of that somewhere.
Yes,
in here.
I apologize for not making that clear. That
there's a lot of stuff on there.
Yes.
Well, it's just to be given part of the information. When I was trying to read it, I just was like, "Well, where's the basic idea here?"
With
you
the
know.
Page.
Yeah, so...
And this did come to this board last year for review, the stormwater management plan. And you did receive copies of the stormwater management plan.
Well, that would have been helpful to have that mentioned somewhere, that we could reference the rest of the information if we needed
it. Yeah, apologize
okay.
for not...
Okay.
I have a question. It seems, when I was reading it, it seemed like a lot of the modifications were for public education via brochures. And I kind of started assuming that brochures were difficult, costly, not easy to distribute, and that there was maybe a bottleneck when it comes to creating and distributing brochures. Am I correct in assuming that? Because I see so many modifications to, you know, how and when the brochures will be distributed, how and when the brochures will be distributed.
Mm-hmm. The brochures are in there. The way the county's swamp is written and ours is modeled after theirs, they have brochures. You have to educate these different groups in a way, and that's kind of the way it's always been done, is through brochures. So that's why ours has been modeled that way. But there's maybe other ways of doing it. And we have to be able to report on the effectiveness of the brochures. And that's a hard thing to do. When we send out brochures to the residents, was it effective? Did they get much from them?
Right. And I guess that's why I'm asking. It seems to me that in a town of this size, there might be other ways mm-hmm. to distribute this information nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you people want to hold this thing over and have a chance to go to the internet and review it there? You can check out every one of these questions against... Because it's there.
I'd like to ask another question about dissemination of information, mm-hmm. not to us, but you know, to the city through the brochures or for this project. I don't know if it's a public works thing or what department of our government, or if it would be a non-government initiative, would be to... I mean, 10,000 people is not that large number of people, that we could have some sort of mailing list where every citizen or every resident of Morro Bay has it that they want to receive their information either through email, through snail mail.
Or for postage, that's a lot less than paying for postage for even a smaller portion of those. What did it cost us to deliver for every mail address in the city?
For the delivery, it's a little over 1,000, like 1,500 maybe at the most.
Mm-hmm. That's just the postage.
That was the postage and the company to give it to the postage company because they give a certain amount to each carrier depending on how many stops they have.
What about having meetings? Is that off the board? Because I'm thinking that you were saying you don't get much feedback a lot of times with brochures. If you had a public meeting, then you would more likely get feedback from people. But I don't know if that's really realistic if many people show up. And I know there's expenses associated with that as well.
Well, you have to comply with the Brown Act on public meetings, you know.
Well, we could have community workshops, but, you know, if this is an example of how much public turnout that we may receive at a meeting. We're going to work together with the other cities in the county, and not to say that and pool our collective brains on this because we don't have the corner on the market of the best ideas. We're putting information out on Channel 20, our website, public service announcements for that type of material, and direct mail. We did mail a residential brochure to everybody in the city limits. That was as a substitute BMP for in our permit. It said we would distribute to 20% a year for 5 years of the city. There's no real effective way to deliver 20% a year cost effectively. It's cheaper to send it out to everybody than to put addresses on and track that mailing than it is to deliver to every postal customer.
Another question. I heard you just say we are going to pool. So is it that it is we are submitting the declaration form to combine forces for this project?
That is yet to be seen. The regional board will be holding a workshop for the municipalities. The workshop in our area is tomorrow afternoon. We have some questions for them, mainly regarding cost. The cost is not real well defined in their letter requesting participation. Participation in the joint effort is for more of an engineering effort. It's to assess the watersheds and come up with each community's hydro modification plan. The reason for the joint efforts is the watersheds aren't that different from each other. The rainfall patterns aren't that different from each other. Our land use types aren't that different from each other. We've received estimates in the range from, you know, $500,000 to $1 million to develop one of these hydro modification plans if we were to go it alone. I think the Low Impact Development Center is estimating about $1.8 million for the entire region. They did get a $600,000 grant to do that work, so there's still $1.2 million. And we cities want to know how that's going to be paid for, how we're going to be, what is our obligation. We don't want to, we view, much of us view this participation form as a blank check, and we don't want to sign a blank check.
All right, well, looking at this, what would staff like us to do? And then also, I think as a board, would we like to have, what do you need from us? And if everybody on the board, do we want another month to look online, look at the stormwater plan, or what do you need, Rob?
What we're anticipating from this was that you would have an opportunity to look at these changes. Maybe we were so close to the plan that we didn't see the problem with not sending what the actual BMPs were that we were modifying. What we were looking for was your input on these modifications, whether they were reasonable or not, and so that we could forward those, continue to work with the regional board.
Well, if you don't know what is in what the content of that item is, you can't ask the proper question. The content is on the internet, but we don't have access. It's in that book. But
it made enough sense to me reading it. I didn't have that issue personally, but
yeah, well,
that's okay.
Looking at this thing, like, I don't know what item 4 is, you see, or 5 or 6. But the wording of that is in the internet, is on the internet.
I was able to read it that it says that currently this is 20% of the residents each year. They want to change it not to each year, but to every other year. And it was pretty clear to me. And the question I have is, currently on item number 4 on the illicit discharge detection and elimination one, it says that you're keeping procedures for detecting illicit discharges. And what I want to know is there some way that the citizens report illicit discharges?
Yeah, there is. That we've got on brochures or anything that we hand out, we give a phone number that you can always call and report those kind of things.
Yeah, I guess that's my question. Is it the one above item number 3? Is it 788 fish?
It is that.
Okay.
But the part of it that's being eliminated was to create a separate phone number just for reporting.
Okay.
We've decided that we'd just keep the public services main line. And then the 788 fish is a county number. The county set up, if you call that number, it gives every city's main number, and it would give you 772-6261.
I'm sorry, say that last bit again.
So the 788 fish, mm-hmm. if you call that number, it would give you every city's in the county. It would give you their main number.
Oh, I see. It's sort of a referral line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing I just wanted to ask is, I saw this thing about using SAMI on brochures, mm-hmm. and then I read further down that SAMI is Sammy the Steelhead Trout.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the significance of Sammy the Steelhead Trout for? Is it because Sammy lives in the streams and the stormwater runs into the... Help me on that.
Sammy was created by the county. We're a Phase 2 community, and a Phase 1 community has to come up with an icon or something like Sammy. But the county was asked to do one, and so it's just an icon, I guess, a figure of... to link, I guess, even children and others. So when you see him, you think stormwater type of stuff.
It's a branding effort,
yeah.
You know, a logo.
Is he significant in our county? Are we a steelhead trout community?
There are steelhead trout creeks, San Luis Obispo Creek, Toro Creek, Morro Creek are steelhead trout or potential steelhead trout fisheries.
There even somebody that dresses up in a costume,
mm-hmm.
like
yes.
a big fish, and elementary school kids may be familiar with it. Once you've seen him, you don't forget him.
Yeah. he's at Farmer's Market a lot in San Luis Obispo.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more of a city of San Luis, county of San Luis icon than Morro Bay icon.
Yeah, that's why I was just curious what its relationship to our community was, mm-hmm. and you answered that. Thank you.
I have a comment to make about, since I brought up the issue about not knowing what the best management practices were in here, I personally probably won't take the time to read all of that. You know, I just didn't appreciate getting something that was incomplete and being asked to comment on it. Mm-hmm. So we don't have to hold over on my account. If someone else is going to go online and read all that, I trust that the two of you know what you're doing and that's good enough for me, because it makes sense to me for you to consolidate with other cities that are basically doing the same kind of programming, and you're doing this in an effort to save the city money. So I agree with both of those goals. So anyway, I just want to make that comment. I don't want everybody here to feel like they have to read that whole best management practices because I made that comment. So.
And I guess likewise, because you have broken it down to the categories, and I understand how you're trying to consolidate and reduce the redundancy. So I'm with June and Bill. Do we need to... Do you think we can live with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion to accept this, or what do you need?
I think we don't really need a motion. We would take any of your comments, and they don't have to be tonight. So if you wanted to email them to either Damaris or myself to board with the other cities means...
I just have a quick, is there any discussion with them on, are they thinking they're going to be doing it by population, like numbers of people in each community?
I think all of that is up for grabs, land area, population, amount of impervious area. You can get more and more complex, you know. Some cities, like, just divide it evenly.
I just want to maybe give this suggestion. Now, as a realtor, you can think of the tax base of Santa Barbara County versus our county. There's a large difference in the tax base there that could make a difference in who pays for what.
Yes, because it is a regional effort. It's the entire District 3's region. So it's San Benito County, Monterey County, San Luis Obispo County, and Santa Barbara County, and Santa Cruz County. Santa Cruz County also, although they've indicated that they may not want to participate.
Okay. Anything else? Is that it? We can close her up. All right. Well, then we go on to old business, of which there is none. So we have future agenda items. If nobody has one, I have one. There's been a number of comments, or several comments, from merchants on Main Street that there's no handicap parking along there. So there are reasons for that, I guess, but we could discuss that some way and try to determine how to get some. Okay. Anything else?
Well, do we ever want to have anyone come and make a presentation on the installation of gray water? I know that Noah did have a workshop. Noah Spunkler had a workshop, but I wondered if any of the other board members would be interested in having a presentation that the public could learn more about gray water.
I think that'd be great.
Me too.
Well, having gone to the last presentation that was put on Graywater, that was a pretty extensive presentation. So thinking of the constraints of our meetings, you know, we want to definitely, I mean, it's great to invite somebody, but we want to also think about what could they realistically present.
How long was the presentation that you saw?
It was a couple hours.
Oh, I wonder if we could have a modified version. Half of an hour, 20 minutes, something like that.
Oh, very possible. Mm. It was a great presentation. Mm. And believe me, I have plans for a gray water system after going to that. But sure.
Was the presenter a local person, or was it someone that came from out here?
I forget who the gentleman represented, but it was the, gosh, I'm trying to think of who it was.
Was his name something like Don Doris or something?
Dan Doris is our building official. Perhaps that would be...
He was there.
We could talk about what the code requirements are for a...
At the present time, I'm involved in a building project, and we consider gray water,
But after going through the code requirements, we wrote it off because it's too expensive and too impractical the way it's required. If you expect to water the lawn with it, you're not going to do it with pipes 10 inches down, which is required. If you comply to the code, you are not going to be using gray water on your landscaping. You're only putting the gray water back into the ground.
Well, then that's all the more reason to have him come and talk to us about it. Maybe we can talk about the legal needs or what the city needs in terms of permitting.
The expense of doing it is so great that most people are not going to bother. To me, it sort of looks like some bureaucrats have screwed up a good idea.
I thought, Matt, you said earlier that you had planned to have one.
Oh, gosh, so after going through the presentation, and I wasn't necessarily intimidated by what the city is presenting in terms of permitting. I think it was $70 or $75 for a permit. And
that's some
of the
part.
Some of the regulations have changed over the last decade or so, whereas they used to make you put your tank, if you were going to have a whole tank, a number of inches below
that's
the ground,
required.
And now it's decidedly less. So I thought that after going through the presentation that some of the requirements were less stringent. So how about we invite that gentleman to come and maybe speak about what the city asks of gray water systems?
Yes, let's do that.
Would that be all right, Bill?
No. Is that the end of it? That's the end of it. We're adjourned.
So I have one more question.
Okay.
Yeah. Rob, were you going to ask this person to come to one of our next meetings? Okay, great. I wasn't sure we were clear on who was going to invite
you. Yes, and we'll make sure that we iron down their availability. I don't know if they'll be available on the December 16th meetings. I know that time is going to be difficult for nailing people down in December.
Well, it can be another time.
If that person isn't available and we don't have anything else on our agenda, can we move to January to have our next meeting? Is that a complicated process?
You would to do that here at this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be either or have an emergency meeting to cancel a meeting. But the policies and procedures established for the boards, with the exception, I think, of Planning Commission, you have to cancel your a meeting at a meeting.
Yeah. Now that's something else. Do we want to have a December meeting, or should we forego the December meeting?
I'd be okay with waiting until January for our next meeting.
Sometimes it gets close to Christmas and people have got too much to do. Of course, this will be the 16th. That's
only 9 days away.
A little bit, not quite so close.
Yeah.
But you want to have your December meeting?
Well,
no.
If
let's have a all right.
I could live without it.
Let me have a motion so we can have a vote on it.
Okay, I make a motion that we have our next meeting be January, that we cancel the December meeting.
A second?
I second it.
Now, the motion is that we cancel the December meeting and not have another meeting until January. So, all in favor with that?
Aye.
Opposed? So the December meeting is canceled.
You didn't say that.
Okay.
So then, Rob, would you ask the building official to come to our
January meeting
instead, the regularly scheduled?
I'm trying to get the calendar open to see what date.
January
the real
20th.
Solution.
20th.
January 20th.
Third Wednesday, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Much more effective than a BlackBerry.
Well, no. We have a conflicting idea there.
This is the most effective.
What does he have?
Paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a calendar.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
next meeting will be January 20th.
And we'll try to have that gray water demonstration.
Yes, or discussion on permit requirements and the procedures that you would go through in Morro Bay to get a gray water system installed at your home or business.
And maybe which sites are more amenable to having a gray water system?
Because
I know we have sandy soil, we have clay soil.
Sandy in the south, clay in the north.
Right, so. Okay. That'd be great.
Anything else? If not, we are adjourned.
Okay.